Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on a very specific junglist tool, the dub siren, not as a chi-chi effect, but as a proper riser that creates timeless roller momentum. The goal is that system culture tension that keeps the groove pushing, signals edits and drops, and never trashes your subs or masks your breaks. By the end, you'll have one performance-ready instrument rack built from stock devices, with macros you can ride like an instrument, and you'll know exactly how to place it in an arrangement, so it feels like jungle and old-school DNB, not EDM riserland. First, set the context so the siren actually sits in a roller. Set your tempo between 165 and 174. I'll assume 170. Pick a key center, F, F-sharp, or G are classic roller-friendly zones. Then create a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren Riser. Quick mindset check. Keep your core drums and bass group together, and keep this siren separate. You want clean automation, clean mixing, and the ability to mute it instantly for impact. The siren should mostly live in the mid and upper mid. If it starts living down in the low mids, it'll smear the bass and blur the break transients. Now let's build the synth core. Drop operator on that MIDI track. Start simple. One oscillator, algorithm a to out. Oscillator a set to sine for the pure classic tone, or triangle if you want a little extra bite before distortion. Core set 1.00, fine at 0. Now the amp envelope. This matters more than people think, because a dub siren that clicks or hangs too long feels like a random synth note, not a performance siren. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, just enough to avoid a click. Decay around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, negative infinity, so it behaves like a one-shot when you tap notes. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds, so it lets go cleanly without smearing into the next drum hit. Now we make it a siren and not a beep. Operator's LFO. Turn on the LFO and send it to pitch. Put sync on. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. If your track is busy and fast, 1/8 tends to roll nicely. Set the amount somewhere around 5 to 20 to start. Use a triangle wave for that smooth wail. If you want the old dubbox hand cranked vibe, take sync off and try 3 to 7 HC. That's the classic wobble zone that feels like hardware, and it can sound more human. Okay, right now it's clean. Too clean. Let's put it through the system. Add saturator after operator. Choose analog clip mode. Drive it around 3 to 10 dB. Start at 6. Turn on soft clip. That's going to keep the siren peaks controlled when you start pushing resonance and filter moves. Then trim the output so you're not clipping the track. Next, add auto filter after saturator. Choose MS2 or OSR. Put it on low pass. Start the frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Set resonance around 25 to 45%. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6, for bite. Here's a key junglist move. The siren should have motion that locks to the roll. So inside auto filter, enable its LFO. Sync on. Rate around 1/8. Amount small, like 10 to 25%. You're not trying to do a big wobble. You're trying to create pulsing life that feels glued to the break. Now we turn this into a real riser. And the concept is simple. Two coordinated climbs. 1. Pitch ramps for musical lift. 2. Filter opens for perceived intensity. Option 1 is the clean approach. MIDI pitch bend plus filter automation. Draw a MIDI note, for example F3, lasting 4 bars. Then automate pitch bend from 0 up to plus 7 semitones over those 4 bars. If you want more drama, go to plus 12, but be careful. Big rises get corny fast if the tone is too clean or the ramp is too linear. At the same time, automate auto filter frequency from roughly 800 Hz up to somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz. Where you end depends on how harsh the sound is and what else is happening in the mix. If the break is bright and your hats are spicy, you might stop earlier and let distortion and modulation give you the lift instead of sheer brightness. Option 2 is the griddler, junglier illusion, frequency shifter. Put frequency shifter after auto filter. Set it to shift mode. Start fine at 0 Hz. Then automate fine from 0 up to about 200 to 600 Hz over 4 to 8 bars. It creates this tense metallic climb that screams 90s if you keep it controlled. Not too loud, not too wide, and don't let it sit on top of your snare crack. Now, space. Dub sirens love delay and reverb, but in DNB, space has to be timed and filtered, or it turns into fog. Add echo next. Sync on. Set the time to 1/4 or 3/16. 3/16 often feels extra rolling and junglist because it leans into that forward momentum. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300 to 800 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of modulation, 5 to 15%, just for tapish drift, and turn on ducking, around 20 to 40%, so the drums stay punchy while the delay tail sits behind them. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb if you want. Keep it disciplined. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds unless you're in a breakdown. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds to keep the siren defined. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 7 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Remember, you can always automate more for breakdowns, but if it's wet all the time, it stops feeling special. Now we're going to make it performance ready. Select operator, saturator, auto filter, optional frequency shifter, echo and reverb, and group them into an instrument rack. Map your macros like this. Macro 1 is whale rate, mapping operator LFO rate. Macro 2 is whale amount, mapping operator LFO amount. Macro 3 is filter open, mapping auto filter frequency. Macro 4 is reso, mapping auto filter resonance. Macro 5 is dirt, mapping saturator drive. Macro 6 is rise, mapping either pitch bend amount behavior or frequency shifter fine, depending on which riser method you're using. Macro 7 is echo throw, mapping echo dry slash wet. Macro 8 is space, mapping reverb dry slash wet. Then save the rack into your user library with a name you'll actually find later, something like Dub Siren Roller Riser. Now, the part that separates random siren noises from timeless roller momentum, arrangement behavior. Placement 1 is the turnaround call, half a bar to 1 bar. Put a short siren hit at the end of every 16 bars. Keep it fairly dry and mid-range. Then automate echo throw just on the final 8th note, so you get a little tail that points forward without flooding the bar. Placement 2 is the pre-drop lift, 4 to 8 bars. Start low-passed and quieter. Over the phrase, increase rise and filter open together. Add a touch more dirt. Save the bigger echo throw for the last bar, and then the most important part. Kai did an 8th note before the drop. That tiny moment of silence is pure impact. Jungle loves negative space like a DJ move. Placement 3 is break roll glue. This one is subtle and powerful. Run a low-level siren under the break for 16 to 32 bars with very gentle LFO, very low echo and reverb, and a low pass around 2 to 4 kHz. This makes loops feel alive without anyone consciously hearing a siren. It's momentum without clutter. Now let's talk containment, because this is where people ruin their mix. Put EQ8 at the end of the chain. High pass between 200 and 500 Hz. Be brave. If your siren has energy down there, it will fight the bass and kick, and it'll smear the groove. Then check the snare window. Jungle snares often have body around 180 to 250 Hz and crack around 2 to 4 kHz. If your siren is exciting, it'll fight the crack. A great trick is to do a tiny dip around 3 kHz on the siren during snare heavy sections, then release that dip during fills where you want the siren to speak. That's how you keep the snare dominant while still getting hype. Then add utility. Keep width conservative, like 0 to 30%. If you want stereo, do it above 2 or 3 kHz only. Wide sirens can phase badly in clubs, and you don't want the siren disappearing when someone hits mono. Optional but recommended. Sidechain the siren to your drum bus with a compressor. Ratio 2:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 140 ms, and just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to tuck it behind the drum transients and keep the roll crisp. Now extra coach notes that will level this up. Tune the siren to the track, not to a note. The siren reads like a hook when it lands somewhere stable. Choose a home pitch, usually the root or the fifth, and make sure your automation arrives there right at the drop. Even if the ride up is messy or metallic, those final one or two beats should feel intentional if your bass is tonal. If your bass is more reese or noise based, you can get away with more chaos, but still, landing points matter. Also, use LEV 12 modulation and automation curves musically. Draw curved ramps, slow at first, then accelerating near the end for both pitch and filter. Linear ramps often scream EDM riser. Jungle tension tends to rush at the last second, and dynamics, quiet but present versus loud but short. If your siren is loud for 8 bars, it becomes wallpaper. Instead, keep the body contained, especially in that 2 to 5 kHz zone, then do a quick micro peak in the last half bar, a fast macro sweep, a quick echo throw, then cut it. Advanced variations. If you want more movement without more volume, call and response siren. Duplicate the rack onto a second track. Make track a slower, darker, and slightly louder. Make track be faster, brighter, but quieter. Alternate one bar phrases across 16 bars. It feels like two stations responding, and it keeps energy without one sound overstaying. Polyrhythmic whale lock. Keep your drums straight, but set the siren modulation rate to a triplet value, like 1/8T or 1/16T. Use it only in the last two bars before a drop. That little lean against the grid creates urgency without turning up. Half-time ghost lift. For breakdown exits, step the whale rate down over time, like 1/8 to 1/4 to 1/2, while the track stays at 170. It suggests half-time without slowing the roller. Keep reverb tighter so the groove doesn't dissolve. Now a quick practice assignment so this becomes muscle memory. Build the rack exactly as described. Make riser A, the short call, one bar long, minimal pitch rise, like 0 to plus 3 semitones, and echo throw only on the last eighth note. Make riser B, the long lift, 8 bars long, pitch rise 0 to plus 12 semitones, filter opening from about 700 Hz to about 9 kHz, and add a last bar resonance bump, but automate that resonance back down right before the drop, so you don't stab the listener in the ear. Place riser at bar 16, 32, 48, and 64. Place riser B from bar 73 to 80, then hard cut into the drop. Then do a mix check, solo drums, bass, and siren. Make sure the siren doesn't mask the snare crack around 2 to 4 kHz. Then do a mono check, set utility width to 0 temporarily and confirm the siren still hits. If it disappears in mono, it's not club safe. Final recap.